For the second time today, Sean, I'm wishing you a day after National Mustard Day if you are from the United States of America, which we are not.
Yeah, happy National Mustard Day if you are from America, which we are not. I didn't do that one very accurate this time.
That's pretty I mean, let's be honest, generally when I'm talking, I do have a way of confusing people. And just for anyone that is, we're saying this because we've literally just finished recording the recap episode for RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 2, Episode 2. But we understand that some people may have cancelled Down Under. So they may not listen. I'm going to apologize up front, but I'm not going to go into it. If you want more information, just go back to the other bloody podcast and stop canceling us. I have COVID. I contracted it from my husband. I'm doing fine, but we're smashing through this episode because I can feel Rona is dragging me down into the depths of wherever she is.
Getting it before you're in full blown bed rest.
I won't go into too much information, but I was just saying to Sean that in between, just waiting for Zoom to convert the last episode, I went to the bathrooms. I thought I was going to vomit. In the process of me feeling like I was going to vomit, I was, yeah. Let's just say that I'm starting to feel quite sick everywhere, but only when I move. If I'm sitting down, I'm fine. But when I move, it's almost like motion sickness. I don't know if anyone else has had that before. But anyway, we open the episode of episode 2 of Canada's Drag Race for those that don't know what podcast you're listening to. I mean, you should know. We put it in the description, but whatever. It's fine. I just said that and Minnie Cooper's going to come for me and go, well, no, because actually. Oh, God. Love you, Minnie. I do. Sounds like I'm being sarcastic. I don't. I just don't like this portrayal of you on the television at the moment. Anyway, back to Canada. Now,
Episode 4.
Episode 4, my apologies. Did I say what episode? Yeah, so
You may have actually. I don't know.
fuck, I'll try that again. Canada's Drag Race Season 3, Episode 4.
Yes.
They open with Tracy coming in. Tracy looks beautiful, except I hate these ostrich feathers just hanging off her boobs because it looks like she needs to shave her tits.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget, we do a bunch of calling out.
We do a bunch of calling outs.
This Fishalicious,
Oh my God. Yes, let's go back. Okay. All right.
which is quite fun.
Yes, let's go back.
Jada laughing at Fearsalicious being like a Sookie. It was very funny.
Yeah. Now I feel like
I gave it my all.
as you can imagine, look, I said this in the previous in the episode that we just recorded Down Under. I said to Sean that my eyes are feeling quite strained. I sprained my eyes with the constant eye rolling. And when we were recording Down Under, I was directly referencing Down Under. But prior to watching Down Under, yes, I know we're recording it back to front, but we're from Australia. We need to prioritize, don't come for us. When we were, I said that I sprained my eyes from watching the drama that unfolded in episode 2 of season 2 of Drag Race Down Under. But the reality is, now that I reflect, I think the injury had already commenced watching this episode. And fucking Fearsalicious having the biggest sulk about everything that's happened. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was quite a, I enjoyed everyone laughing at her though. That was fun.
Oh, it was totally warranted. She was like,
Yeah.
well, I'm not good with my words. So, it's really hard to send someone home that you've just met. She worded it funny. Jada laughed. And he's like, well, I'm sorry, I'm not good with my words. And this is a constant theme.
Like, you did really well. Yeah, you really pulled out that lip sync. I gave it my all.
Yeah, you did really well. Mate, can I just say, no, you're having a rough time, but fuck that, you're a really great lip syncer. I gave my all. She sounds like a fucking
She's giving us She's giving us
Oh, she
pheromone
sounds like a fucking porn star.
Oh.
No. But like, and when I watch porn, not that I've ever watched it, but when I watch porn a lot of the time, I'm like, oh my God, can you just shut up and take it, please? But God, it's just a lot. It's just a lot. People, I feel like we've already about 6 minutes into this recording, and I've been very vulnerable and very forward a lot more than what I would normally would be. Mate, if you don't like it, I've got COVID. Get into it.
She has COVID.
But also, true. Stop trying to, it's true. Stop trying to suppress me. I can still be a classy woman whilst
And
watching
you know
porn,
what? This
swearing.
is about. This is work. This is called work ethic. And she showed up.
The amount of times that I've turned up to a wedding gig with laryngitis, too many I care to name. And somehow, actually, when I did X Factor, I woke up with laryngitis. Isn't that ridiculous? I always forget that, but yeah, this is very annoying. But can I also say that the other funny thing was Jada Shada Hudson just not remembering Irma Gerd's name. Being very flippant about it, being like, oh, okay.
Ermagar, like there's a D.
No apology or anything, just, oh, there's a D.
Jada Hudson does that a lot, though. I've never when she tends to do that. She starts talking and then she just, yeah. Something I think she'll have a rant about something and then like you said that wrong, right? She's like, what? Oh, okay.
It's like she's reading an email without looking at the screen.
But it's very, I don't know, it's funny though. It's
Yeah, I don't think she means bad by it.
yeah, you can tell it's not. There's no bad intent from it. It's just, yeah, it's her just talking too quickly.
Yeah, for sure. Think before you speak. Slow down. Have a
Yeah.
think. Try again. We move on a little bit. We're like, the next day in reality television world, and they're all making fun, going, oh, I made a new friend in Vivian Vanderpuss, and having fun about that. And they're all giggling and laughing. It's very wholesome. But then Fearsalicious, as per normal, is just like, let's get serious. I am a soggy sponge, and I have some liquid I need to wring out. Oh, she's
Yesterday,
just damp,
you
isn't
called
she?
me, you laughed at me,
You
and we were
laughed at me.
friends.
And
We were close friends, and we used to talk on the phone at
every day.
all hours of the day.
Yeah, I really want to Jada. Look, back in Toronto, we talk on the phone every day. We talk every day. And I really wanted Jada to turn around and be like, well, mate, I haven't been able to call you because they confiscated our phones because we're on a reality TV show. How am I going to fucking call you? But also, I do talk to you every day that we're in the workroom. What else do you want me to say? She's just damp.
I'd want to be like, okay, give me your hand. Okay, I'm gonna hold it and I'm never gonna let go because apparently that's what you want.
Yeah. Did you need to have your diaper
Okay.
changed? Did you have your nappy changed?
Okay, I don't know how we're both gonna fit in the cubicle together like every single time, but whilst holding hands, but maybe I could help you with my other hand while we. I'll hold it.
Oh, God. Just very, very sulky and just, oh, my God. But anyway, that's not the last of it. So let's move on. We now have, go back to what I started talking about.
Tracy.
Tracy comes in looking beautiful, except for the random boob pubes that are hanging off her top.
Boob pubes.
They do look like boob pubes. It's just the top is beautiful, the pants are beautiful, her hair is beautiful, she is beautiful. These mangy ostrich feathers just hanging from the boobs.
Yeah.
Gross. You know what I mean? It's gross. Boob pubes. And she's tiny and it makes her look bigger.
You gotta look out for those boob pubes. I mean,
Yeah, boob pubes will come and get you.
yeah, it just requires maintenance.
We're in a mini challenge now. So what they have to do is get in a quick drag, which is always fun. They have to do like a
Yeah.
mock TED talk, and they have to play a game that you can actually play on Jackbox. I believe it's called Babble. It's called Babble On or something. Not Babylon. Playing Jackbox. Babylon.
Battle of your life, Babylon.
I think no, I think it's called Rant. Yeah, I can't remember. But anyway, this is exactly the
Something like
same as
that,
a
yeah.
game that you play on Jackbox. I think you would remember from when we were doing the COVID safe games through Zoom, where
Yeah.
basically you need to, you're given a topic and you have to give a speech on the spot, but you have to reference the pictures that change in the background. I was very disappointed in, to be frank, I was disappointed in every single queen in this mini challenge. I don't think any of them did well.
I mean, I thought Jada nailed it. She was smart. She had like a main focus that was easily keepable for the entire thing. She was like, I'm just gonna make this like a
Yeah.
love, you'll find love seminar. And then she literally was able to use that for everything. Yeah,
Yeah.
I thought she was I mean, 100% knew she was gonna win.
Hers was the best out of all of them, but I wanted it to be funnier. But I was surprised that Irma Gerd didn't do that great. She was like, oh, and the pictures changed. Oh, and the pictures changed. And I'm just like, dude, we know the pictures changed. That's the point of the challenge.
Yeah, they were all a little bit too thrown when the picture
Yeah,
changes.
and like the pictures weren't crazy. They were literally just a sunset, people on a roller coaster, some graphs. Like they weren't crazy images. It wasn't like it was cat bobsledding in Africa or something. Like it wasn't something so obscure or a giraffe riding a fucking, pogo stick. Like it wasn't anything out of the norm. It was just kind of regular, nothing pictures that you could have used. I don't know. That's just me. We've literally just gone through this with Down Under, where, oh, actually, no, not the same. So we get to the end of the mini challenge. Jada wins. Good for her. And Jada is given a power, and the
Or
power
so we
is
think.
she gets to assign boxes to each of the queens, and each box, it's another design challenge. And each box is kind of similar to it's kind of similar to season 8. They did this when they were assigned different. They did it in season 6 as well, where season 6 it was like, oh, you get the St. Patrick's box, you get the Quinceañera box, you get the
Yeah.
all that, the Golden Girls box and whatever. So it was
The
kind of
Queen's
like
box.
that. She assigns the boxes. She does a very similar thing. Actually, she does the identical thing that just happened in Down Under, where Molly Poppins had the exact same, well, she had a similar power in that she had to assign sashes to other queens. And she was like, I'm
Yeah.
not going to give this queen the sash because she's had a bad day. But also, if I give it to this other queen, she's going to come for me. Jada does the same thing where she's like, I'm not going to give the basic box to Fearsalicious because she's going to chuck a tantrum and I can't handle it.
I was thinking, finally, every other episode I've been like, I don't know why they don't just avoid the drama with Fearsalicious at this point.
My God.
Yeah.
She's just so sulky.
Yeah, I was like, it's about time someone did that. Like,
Ugh.
just make someone else take one for the team.
Ugh. But just
But
like
all
under.
her other choices, though, I was like, she was not thinking them through at all. Just
But
like, you have this, and they're like, why would I have that?
similar to Down Under, it's a whole psych out. As in Down Under, they didn't realize that the sashes meant what teams you were going to be on for the acting challenge. This was different in that they were like, I really want the flirty box. I really want the spooky box. I really want this box. No. But the
Yeah.
psych out is, the box, the content of the boxes are exactly the same, and it doesn't actually matter the label.
Yeah, this one was literally like, oh yeah, by the way, there's no point to the labels.
This cracked me up. It was just a total psych out because, like,
Yep.
Fearsalicious was It was weird. They gave Flirtalicious, oh my Flirtalicious, they gave Fearsalicious the she's gonna fucking sulk that I called her Flirtalicious now.
The thing is, you said that my name was Flirtalicious, and my name is not Flirtalicious, it's Fearsalicious, Melanie.
I just feel like you judged me straight away and you didn't like take the time to get to know me and I was just in a, oh fuck, oh my God. But anyway.
You are a handful.
So, they give her the flirty box and she smiles like, of course I got the flirty box. And then they reveal that everyone's got the same fabric. And straight away, this bitch is having a fucking sulk that everyone's got the same fabric now. So you're telling me this bitch is super sulky when she feels excluded. She also feels super slow sulky when she's actually been included with everybody else. So
Yeah.
fucking tell me. I feel like I'm Bianca Del Rio in this moment. Tell me, what is it that you do successfully? But not that question. Change it
She's
to what is it that will make you happy? How do we make you happy?
She's reminded me of pheromone, almost like any moment like this, she's like, oh, or pheromone in season 9.
Pheromone isn't like a
Oh.
mole about it where we learn
She just sort
where.
of moans.
Yeah, she kind of goes, oh, like to herself.
Yeah,
Where,
she doesn't actually get upset with anyone.
yeah, with Fearsalicious, she will direct it at you, throw her, she'll project her concerns and anxiety onto you.
Yeah, she's like, oh, also, you gave me a look.
You gave me a look, you gave me a song I didn't want. We've all got the same thing. You
Yeah.
didn't tell me that I was mean to you. You didn't tell me that I was really out of line. And
It becomes very Laganja in that conversation with the door, where she's like, I don't know what you said to me. I don't remember what you said, but I know you said something.
oh my God, it's exactly that. Why didn't you tell me that my voice was being annoying?
I know you said something. I don't remember what it was you said. I don't know what it meant, but I know you said it and I know it hurt me.
Someone else's responsibility to make you happy. No one has a responsibility. This is one thing that you learn in time. No one owes you anything unless you're paying them to do something. They don't have an obligation to do anything, including making you happy. So this constant, you didn't tell me this, you didn't tell me that, like constantly. It's just like, dude, you're responsible for your own fucking happiness. Make it happen. Oh, sorry, the virus is coming out of my nose. Anytime I say something that's controversial, I'm just like, sorry, guys, it was the virus talking.
You should just pretend you're laughing.
Oh my God. What, like that episode of the episode where they were talking about crying and Trixie's like laughing and crying sound like the same thing and they turn away from each other? Do you remember that? It's
Yeah, I
stupid.
think I
It's
do.
a stupid episode. So, but they've got pretty basic materials. It's all like some sequin fabric. It's all silver, which I know you're into silver. I'm not into silver.
A bit of silver and purple.
Yeah, I think there's better color combinations. That's
I'm
just
just saying
me.
I'm into silver because I wear silver at most Mardi Gras.
Yeah. It
Okay.
also, like, I remember when we were getting married, you're like, oh, I want to wear silver shoes. I'm like, Sean's wearing silver. No, I'm like, Jordan's wearing silver shoes. I'm like, oh, what about these ones? I'm like, they're still silver. That's what I'm basing it on.
Fair enough.
You're a silver guy, which is fine. I don't hate it. It's just that, yeah, if I got silver, I'm very passionate about color. So I'd be like, I don't want this color. That's just me. Now, the room's been divided into you have the hot gluers and the sewers.
Yeah, the hot glue gun parade or something. I think that's what they called. That's what they called themselves, something like
Yeah.
that.
And you can tell who's who because I feel like when Tracy did her walkthrough, the hot gluers couldn't quite articulate the vision that they were going for. And then you
Yeah.
like the sewers, and they knew absolutely what they were going for. Did you get that impression? Like when Jada's like, oh, I'm going for like an alien, so like, but not quite able to form the words.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to talk about Jada yet, actually. I'll leave her for later.
Okay. Here we are
'Cause
reviewing.
I don't think she knew what she wanted to do in the first place.
Oh no, me either. Me either.
Think she had no idea.
Yeah, for sure. I think, there's a difference between someone that can like, yeah, people that have a vision and other people that don't have, like, they can't quite see. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm one of these people, not when it comes to fashion design, by the way. I'm a rookie when it comes to sewing. I can sew masks, a tote bag, and I can fi fix my pants. I'm not at the stage where I can like make clothes yet. I'll get there in time,
Yeah.
but not right now. but I just feel like when it comes to I'm the type of person, and I think because I've studied art, I've studied music and, all these other things, and I'm pretty creative. I can sort of talk about things and be like, this is what it's going to look like, where some other people, and then I know exactly what it's going to look like. And it always works out quite well. Generally, it works out quite well. I'm not going to say always, but generally, it works quite well. But then you have other people that just can't do that. Like you say, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and it's going to have this, and it's going to go over there, and it's going to do that. And then other people just can't quite put all those ideas together. But I think that's what happens when you're not exposed to, in this case, if you're not exposed to design or learning how to sew or construct things, that's kind of what happens. You just kind of take things for what you've seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you can only do what you can do.
Yeah. I thought straight up, Kimi Couture, I'm like, she's going to do the same thing that she did a few weeks ago. When she
Yeah.
did her walkthrough with Tracy, I'm like, no, don't do that. It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah, admittedly, at the same time, I'm like, if you can make it work, I'm like,
Yeah.
and get through the week, I'm like, I guess, yeah, you do what you know.
I think the last time that was acceptable was when Bianca Del Rio did her thing. Because they're all the same silhouette or similar
Yeah, with the
silhouette.
same dress.
Yeah, but I'll be honest, the dresses weren't always the same. She just picked a silhouette that worked for her. But all the dresses were remarkable. If I could
Yeah,
get
they're
Bianca
good
Del Rio to
dresses.
make everything that I wear, I would. Looking at the challenge, just with them working in the workroom, do you have concerns for anyone in particular? And who did you think, and the opposite, who did you think was going to smash it out of the park? Just looking at like, say like, the walkthroughs and just the queens chatting and whatever.
Like, yeah, like I was expecting good things from Lady Boom Boom and Giselle Lullaby, and then like, yeah, it's hard to say with this one because I feel like Fierce Alicious is an obvious concern person for this, but yet again she somehow pulls it out with help, as she did last time. She pulled it together reasonably well with help, even though it wasn't a perfect dress. It was actually quite well constructed and well fitted, so I was like, I mean, she may actually pull something off.
Yeah.
But lady, I mean, Jada Shada, I was a bit concerned with.
Oh, straight up. I thought her and Fierce-Licious were going to be in the bottom.
Yeah.
And I thought Giselle was going to win. But I don't know if that's because I'm like, oh, Giselle is now my favorite.
That's true.
Now, Bombay raises a very funny point. She goes over to the sewing group and she goes, I like this group because I feel like you guys actually focus on, the task at hand and you don't actually cause drama.
You don't bicker, waste time. Yeah.
I mean, at least I'm not wrong. I'm not being a mole in saying that, just fucking work on you. Focus on what you're doing. Stop
Yeah.
having a fucking sulk.
Yeah, plus they're just kind of, yeah, these queens are kind of just supportive. Yeah, like Lady Boom Boom seems to be very supportive, I've noticed this episode.
I'm glad that the only one that was hanging around her like a vulture was Fearsalicious.
Yeah. Well, that moment was quite funny too, actually, where Ermagerd was talking to Lady Boom Boom about her address, and she was, yeah, and then Ermagerd was like, she didn't ask me, she didn't, yeah, I didn't ask her about my dress. She asked me about what I was making. She's like, can you ask me about what I'm making? Like, oh dear God, girl.
The queens are getting their makeup on ready for the runways now. They start talking about something quite interesting where they're talking about Kimmy brings up, because I believe she's transgender,
Yeah.
Kimmy. And she says how she wanted to do some drag gigs, and one of the queens there goes, well, we only hire boys, we only hire men. And she's like, well, I am a man. And this may have been while she was transitioning or after, or I'm not too sure of the timeline, but sounds like
Yeah,
she
it
kind of came
must
out
have
and,
been early in her process. Yeah.
yeah, because she's like, well, I am a man. And then he got, oh, sorry, they got the job. And then they start, Ermagerd says something where apparently another queen said, look, we're just doing drag to make fun of women anyway, and like they just don't have a respect for women. And then Bombay raised a very good point. This is something that I complain, well, not complain about, I campaign about. I think every day of my life, to be honest, where she's like, you know, ultimately what can happen is we're taking away jobs from from women. So at the end of the day, for those who are identifying as male, it's still a man's world, even though we're dressing up as women, even though we borrow from, you know, their bodies and their personas and whatever. I thought that was very interesting. Did you think?
Yeah, like she made a good point about it. Like that whole, because I think people get caught up in the whole, like, it has to be a transformation thing, so it should only be a man's sport because they're transforming to man from man to woman. But like, well, no, it's a good perspective to have that. Like, well, no, like we're taking so much from women. Like, why are we then discriminating women out of it?
And then you have then you had Lady Boom Boom say that a woman was sort of complaining about her doing, saying, you know, you're
Oh, she assumed that she's. Yes, I was like, she assumed she's taking all of her inspiration from women, and like, then she basically assumed her gender in while saying that, which offended her as well. Oh.
I think it's a very complex line to make sure that you don't cross. So this is
Yes.
where I'm very much of the opinion, just keep talking, get all the information out there. If you have any questions, ask a question. You know, as long as the question's being asked from a place of wanting to genuinely learn and improve your, I guess, your place in the world, and just your knowledge and understanding of what it is that you're asking the question about. You know what I mean? I
Yeah.
can see both sides of it, because I know me being a performer, I've, you know, had issue with some men being given opportunities above me, and I'm absolutely confident it's because it's a man.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been told I need to carry myself in a certain way because I'm a woman and they're a man. It's only acceptable for men to be in a certain way. So I can see how it can work on both ends.
Yeah.
Or if I miss something.
No, I think it happens. Yeah.
But I think it was a great conversation to have. And then Ermagerd is like, we do drag because we respect women and we adore them. It's not always people wanting to make fun of women.
Yeah, she's like, if you're just making fun of women, you should have your drag license revoked.
Yeah, I thought that was actually an interesting point as well.
Yeah, I think it's too, like, you could be making fun of like a stereotype of a woman, but you're not actually making fun of women. Like, there's a strong difference,
I
I
think it
think.
comes down to as well, in a way, it's you don't have that right. Like it's sort of like when we had Ryan on the podcast for the finale of UK. Remember we were talking about reclaiming of words. It's very similar where, you know, it's
Yeah.
not acceptable. Like if Ryan was to call me a bitch, not acceptable. If I
Yeah.
was to call, if I was to call, I don't know, Lauren a bitch, acceptable.
Yeah.
You're not part of that culture. Like if I start making gay jokes, I get cancelled tomorrow, and I probably should, because it's actually not, I embrace the culture, but it's actually not my culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And watch, now you're going to recite every gay joke that I've made.
Like you you quoted bottoms and tops in these scenarios, and I didn't like that. I mean, the reality too is actually gays usually like it.
I think it
Depending on
depends
who
on
it
who it
is
is. I
and
think it
when,
depends on who
but
it is
yeah.
and what, it depends on your exposure, I guess. But yeah, very
And it
interesting.
depends what the top depends what the topic is as well.
But I think that whole conversation, it kind of just showed that there is still a major blur with what gender actually means.
Yeah.
It's not just a case of, it's not just a case of, oh, you were born with a penis, you're a boy, you were born with a vagina, you're a girl. It's actually going a bit deeper than that. It's okay, it is, partially, biologically, you're assigned as this, or at birth, you were assigned as this gender, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the gender that you should be representing. And even if you are, for me, I guess it just comes down to, yeah, it just kind of shows how blurred gender is probably the simplest way to put it. Like, I know, I've had people, they're too scared to do it now, they don't do it, but I know some men that have said to me, oh, I don't think you should swear that much because that's not how a woman should speak. And I'm like, weird, because I am a woman and that's how I do speak. So I guess they do speak like this. But that doesn't
Yeah.
mean that I'm, classless or anything. They're just the words that I use sometimes.
Oh, I hate that too, anyway.
I hate it. I really, really hate it. I used to take it. Now I'm like, no. Nah. I
Oh,
shut that
especially if
shit
you're like
down
as a
so
woman,
quick.
like you could be like, I don't like swearing in general, and I'd be like, okay,
Yeah, fair call. So,
that's fine. But yeah, if you say like, but if you're like as a woman, do whatever with like do whatever I fucking want. I can say what I fucking want as a woman, but if you don't like swearing, I won't swear. Yeah.
I'm very much of the opinion where I'm just like, oh, it's so weird because you're saying that women don't talk like that, but I am. So, oh, maybe I should
Yeah.
talk to someone about that.
Maybe I'm not a woman.
Maybe I'm not a woman. It's so weird.
You know, I've realized I don't stand behind the man when the man speaks and walks into the room, so maybe I am not a woman.
Oh my God. That whole thing, behind every good man stands a wonderful woman, or whatever the saying is. I hate that too. That's not true.
Yeah.
Behind every good man is a backdrop.
It's so dumb.
It's fucking
Yeah.
stupid. I'm like, what's that mean?
It's very 1950s.
Oh.
Oh, God, like.
Yeah.
I dream of genie, old-fashioned world.
Yeah. And women have been conditioned and trained to believe that it's a compliment, not a fucking
Yeah,
compliment.
it's gross.
Yeah. It's like receiving a participation certificate for just turning up, but not winning the race. A slap in the face. Fuck off. Nope. But anyway, that was a good chat that they all had. We're on the runway and we get a special guest judge, our mate
Jimbo. I
Jimbo.
love Jimbo.
What is with this season where they just get like Drag Race alum to just jump in and judge? This is a very cool twist.
2 weeks in a row.
Two
Can you
weeks in a
call that?
row.
Oh, you know who else wasn't there 2 weeks? But you know who wasn't there 2 weeks in a row?
Brad, you probably had COVID or something.
Fucking Brad.
Yeah.
Next week it's gonna be. Thank God you're here, Brad. Where have you been, bitch?
Well, next time we record the podcast, I'm just going to get my husband to step in. Can you imagine that? Adrian co-hosts the podcast for an episode.
How's it going, guys?
Hey,
You do a
mate.
better
Hey,
impression there.
Sean. Yeah, Mel's not feeling well. So,
Yeah. Will's not feeling well. So I'm standing in today.
Yeah. All right. And then he'll talk to the pets as well. He'll
You're
be
like
like,
that fierce delicious. She's a bit of a, she's a funny one.
that's an Australian way of saying I don't want to come out and say that she's unlikable, but I don't like her. If you ever, international listeners, if you ever hear an Australian go, yeah, they're a bit funny, that's their way of saying I don't like her
Yeah.
without actually coming out and saying, because this is what happens. You go, I don't know, that let's call her Sharon. I don't know, Sharon, do you think she's a bit funny? What, you don't like her? No, it's not that I don't like her. It's just that I don't know, I can't quite put my finger on it. I just think she's a bit funny.
She's just a bit odd.
That's someone tiptoeing around to try and gauge whether or not you like somebody. Because then the moment you go, oh, I think she's a fucking bitch, and that person goes, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Well, they don't
Now,
want to word it too forwardly.
Jimbo looks
Yeah.
fucking beautiful.
Oh yeah, and Serene Fox.
Who's
I
that?
don't know. Sarah and Fox.
Who's that?
The other guest judge.
I know she's another guest judge. What'd she do?
I've already forgotten.
Okay.
But I did actually like her. I liked that she talked about I don't, yeah, sorry, I know nothing about her, but I liked how she talked about First Nation culture and
Yes.
stuff.
Yeah. I'm loving this season how you're getting to hear a lot about First Nation culture. But
Yeah.
like, as in First Nation, as in like Canadians, First Nations. I
You know
just
what?
think it's.
I feel like I need to know how to actually say her name, because I'm like, I'm worried I don't know if I even said her name properly. We don't
Well,
want to get can we don't want to get cancelled.
you won't get cancelled. I'm giving you a no cancel guarantee.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Did you fill out the no cancel warranty form?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I was late with the submission.
Yeah. No, that's okay. As long as you submit it online, you won't get cancelled for at least 8 months.
Yeah, and then 2 years later, then they're gonna be like, back in 2022,
Your
we only
cancellation warranty expired. Sorry, mate.
sorry, the warranty expired. We only
Well,
we only protect you for this period of time.
I think it's Serene Fox.
Serene Fox,
I think
yeah.
so. I could be wrong. Someone will tell me if we got the
Well,
name wrong. I would rewind it. Listeners, I'm playing the episode behind me, or in front of me rather, on mute. I've already said this before, but I'm just reminding everybody in case I offend anybody. I would love to rewind it and turn it up, but my dog is actually sitting on the remote and I'm actually in incredible pain now and cannot move her, nor can I move anymore. So this is what COVID does. But anyway, let's go with Serene Fox.
Yeah.
Like even last week she was wearing this tiny little mini thing, but like, it was, you know what I'm saying. Oh my God. She even, like,
Yeah.
nothing's ever basic with her.
Yeah.
We get to the runway now and all the queens are walking down with their creations, lots of silver and purples.
Oh, sorry, it starts with Bombay with the not great opening, but then it looks good after the reveal.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was too much. It was,
Yeah.
yeah, it was unnecessary.
It was just the reveal was unnecessary.
Well, I mean, this kind of look for me, pick one thing.
Yeah.
Just pick one thing.
Like she could have just came out there with it as a cape, showing the catsuit, and have been like, "That's good."
Yeah, just pick one thing.
Yeah.
You don't always need a reveal for something. Vivian Vanderpuss.
Yeah, it's like it's good. It's just not very like, it's not lined, right?
No, it's not lined on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
It's
think the other,
overall it's good, but yeah.
yeah, I think this had the potential to be beautiful. The waist needed to be nipped in just a little bit more
Yeah.
because it looked like the
Is
over, because
that
I think it's an overskirt over like the leotard thing. That's what it looked like anyway. But I think because it just wasn't nipped in that much, it kind of just looked like it was fabric pulling. It just pulled on the actual undergarment.
Yeah.
It had potential.
Yeah, actually, the lack of, I feel like too, the lack of lining might not have even been that big a deal. Like, if it, yeah, I think if the fit had been a bit, yeah, if it had been done up more, I
Yeah.
think like that, it could have probably could have been fine. It's just, yeah, it just needed that little bit more.
Yeah. But the wig was perfect. Like all of the pieces together were beautiful. The makeup was lovely. I just think the waist needed to be nipped in, and yeah, like you're right, the it needed to have a bit of a hem. We should have called Derek Barry to fix it. Okay.
Yeah, Derek would have known.
All right, now the next look, Giselle Lullaby. Tell me what you think.
Oh, like, it was like the moment she came out, I'm like, this is probably winning.
I
Like,
gasped. It was so
this was like,
beautiful.
it was one of those looks I'm like, I don't 100% know if I like it, but I'm like, there is nothing about this that isn't fashion.
Oh, it was so beautiful. That was something you'd see on a runway. The only
Yeah,
thing,
they
the
it's
only
so high end.
The only thing I would think, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but only because I thought the same thing. Jimbo mentioned that it should have had a little bit more of a split. I think that would have made it a little bit
Yeah.
slimmer.
I was thinking that too when she was standing. I'm like, it's not looking as good as when she walked. Yeah.
It's more so when she moves, it looks good, but when she's standing still, it obviously stops. So
Yeah.
I like things like if you're wearing a full gown, I like something with like movement all the way through. I don't know. This is me. But I thought it was so beautiful. The only thing I probably wouldn't have done, this is if I'm a seamstress and I could make this. I couldn't, I'm telling you. The diamantes on the big jewels on the top, I could have done without them. But I would have put something else. Like it needed something. I just think they were a little bit too big. But that's just me. It doesn't look bad. It's just for me, I would have wanted something just a little bit smaller. Even if it was just like a smaller rhinestone or a sequin or a pearl. Pearls could have been good. Just something like that. That's
Yeah.
literally just me though. But
Yeah,
I
but yeah, it's stunning. It's
Yeah.
like,
I love it.
yeah.
I love a dress that when you move, it just changes the shape. Like when she has it on her, she has her hands on her hips, and when she has her hand in her hair, and it just, oh, it just looks
Yeah.
nude. It looks like she forgot to put a lipstick on. I want the full finished product, Debbie. Yeah.
But yeah, you can, I mean, you can tell how she's Isis's daughter. She's like, it's all very like put together well.
Can I just say, I'm sure listening to this podcast later, I reckon you can tell over time how sick I'm getting just from recording. It's like a live document of how I was like, yeah, I'm feeling fine, to all of a sudden like, oh shit, I'm feeling really hot. I really shit myself.
The stages of COVID.
Oh, all right. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I thought it was good. I just think I will say is I know in the box they got other colored fabrics. This is too silver. It's too much. Too
Yeah,
much.
it does seem as though not many of them chose to use
It looks
purple.
cool.
It's quite funny, most of them were like, I'm going for the silver and the silver alone.
I don't think silver's very flattering unless you're wearing it as like a shoe or jewelry or something a bit subtle, a bit more subtle. But I think just a garment's never as, I don't know, that's just me.
Although apparently there's a dark blue in there as well, we find out eventually.
The next queen.
Yeah. Our best friend, Fierce Delicious. Yeah, it's good enough.
It'll
It's
do.
like, you could tell it was going to be safe.
I actually thought it might have been in the bottom. I hated the things on the sides.
When they zoomed in on her, like, her butt area, I can't think of another word for it, just her butt area, I was like, are they trying to, like, show us something that they're going to rip apart later? But no.
I
But
will say
it actually,
too.
I didn't see anything about it that needed to be ripped apart, though. It was like, yeah, it's just, yeah.
Uneven skin tone. If you're gonna wear bare legs, wear makeup for fuck's sake. I do the same thing. If I'm wearing a mitt, which doesn't happen a lot, let's be honest, because I generally wear stockings or something. But if I'm wearing something like mini and I'm not wearing a stocking, I always foundation my legs.
It's just her knees that'd need it. That's about it.
And just behind, yeah, it's just fuck's sake, I can't handle it. But it's fine, it's not the worst.
Mean, she has a body that she can pull it off quite a fair bit.
Yeah, but it doesn't change that, you need.
Know, like the standard that she should be keeping
Oh no, I
to.
can see where she shaves the inside of her thighs, like because it's all like razor prickles, so you know. And I'm not saying I don't get those. I get laser, and I still get that if, just before I go to like. And she's got a big bruise on her bum or something. Yeah, but you know, if I mention that to her, she'll say, "Why didn't anyone tell me I was going to have makeup on my behind?" That's what would
You should have
happen.
told me that before I went on the runway. I think it's sabotage.
Oh God,
I think.
I love when queens say that. I'm like, someone's got to fucking go home, so it may as well be you. Like. Come on. All right.
And then you'll be like, the thing is, you ruin the room when you get upset, so we wanted to make sure that you
Oh, we'll
weren't
talk about that
unhappy.
later. We'll talk about that
Yes.
very soon.
Yes.
Next queen we have is Ermagerd. I just noticed Fearsalicious suspenders broke when she was on the runway.
Not noticed that.
Yeah, it broke. I'm just rewinding it just to double check. Now that I got my remote back, she gets okay. So at the front, she's okay. She's just stuck it to her leg. It's not sewn to the garment. It's not sewn to the garment. Oh my God, I hate this. This is the worst look. It's not sewn to the garment. She glued it to her leg. Okay, this should
Love
have been in the
that.
bottom.
I
This should have
noticed
been in
that
the
too,
fucking
yeah.
bottom. Okay, no, I'm sorry. That should have been the bottom. She didn't glue it to the garment. She glued it to her fucking leg. You lazy bitch.
They didn't call her out on that. They were just like, you're safe.
I'm looking closely. It's not sewn to the fucking garment. It's glued to her leg because there's a gap, then it falls off because.
I mean, she'd hardly be the first one to ever do that. Plenty of them have done that, but
You fucking kidding me?
it's kind of funny that they chose to keep that in the edit as well, because they give them two runway walks and they chose to keep that in the edit, but then still make her safe. It is very funny. Because as if that would have happened the second time, or the first time, or whatever, whenever it happened, it
I
must have
reckon it
happened
would have
either on the
happened.
first or the second time. It couldn't have fallen off both times, unless it did.
I reckon it did.
You know what, maybe, for all we know, maybe it fell off like
Maybe
way
her whole
before in the second time or something, and then they were like, this is the best take we got for you.
fucking outfit fell off. So then to do it again.
Yeah, he knows.
Next queen
Oh
is
my God.
Ermagerd. Not a bad effort. I don't see why she did this as a look though, because it's meant to be like couture and beautiful, and
I thought it was awful.
she did a stupid clown look. Like I don't know what part of that reads as couture and beautiful.
Yeah.
And the hem was terrible.
Also, I was like, where did this blue come from? Why is she the only one with blue? But,
Because she
alright.
wanted to be different, I guess.
Oh, except for the nose.
Yeah, I hated this look.
Yeah, me too. I was like, it's awful. And she said she was a sewer and she could do everything. You're like, oh no.
You don't say things that you don't mean, Beth. No, wait, not Beth. Eve.
Eve.
She's chucking an Eve. I'm a singer.
Oh yeah, I forgot that Jada had a little moment where she sang. She's like, "Cause I'm a winner."
Yeah.
I forgot about that, and I was like, "She did what Eve? She did what we do for Eve?"
Except she hit some of the notes.
Yeah, except she did it.
No, not, I wouldn't say entirely. She hit some of them, a couple of them. It's like me saying I'm a dog trainer because I toilet trained my dog. Doesn't make me a dog trainer. Just means I toilet trained my dog.
Yeah, we
Are
have to give it to Eve
making
though.
me
Eve
chuckle?
actually make Eve pays out her own herself on their little slap or scrap videos they make. It's basically their fashion photo review for this, her and Pythia.
Okay, now
Lady Boom Boom.
Lady Boom Boom wearing a baby doll 60s inspired look. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful.
And it was different to what she did last time, like very different, which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah. Love the stockings.
Yeah. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't really touch this. It's just so immaculate. Even the way she
I was
moved
surprised
it
she wasn't
was
in the top.
good. I think Giselle was the better one. I'm surprised she
Oh,
wasn't
yeah.
either, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, I assumed, like, when I saw it, I was like, I assume she's, like, top two, but not winner. Like, yeah.
And now, is this the grand finale?
Here we go. The main course.
I don't know what.
It's coming out on a plate.
Oh, wait, no, it's the second last one. It wasn't
Oh
good.
yeah, it is.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Oh, this is. I laughed at this one. I was like, especially when she was like, "Have you seen my hat?" Like,
Yeah,
can't miss
we have.
it.
We have. It was bad.
What were you thinking? I mean, the rest of the dress, I'm like, I mean, why does she even try the hat? I'm like that. Why?
They are clearly two different wigs.
Yes. Two very different wigs, two different hairstyles.
I don't know what the fuck you would call
Hair
that.
textures and hairstyles. It was like one of them had a perm done, or naturally has a perm, and then the other one had her hair flattened and curled.
Oh, it was next level bad. It was really bad.
In a lipstick block.
This was bad.
Yeah, I mean the only thing she did okay was her like her body proportion looks good.
Yeah, but the stockings needed to be more opaque because I could see her padding.
Yeah. But yeah, that's about the only thing she got right. I mean, I don't hate the high thigh boots. I enjoy a silver high thigh boot. It's very like Spice Girls era.
Yeah, I'm
I enjoy
serious.
that, but
Yeah, but
the
they all
dress
do
is
that. I think, yeah, they all
yeah.
do the thigh high silver boot that doesn't go with anything.
Yeah,
That's
it's like yeah,
my
it's not
opinion.
like that doesn't excuse the outfit.
It's bad. And then
The
we have
outfit is shocking.
the last look, which I don't think this was the worst. I think it was very basic.
Same.
Don't think it was the worst.
Same. Like when you look at it, I'm like, it doesn't actually look like a bad outfit.
It doesn't look bad at all.
It's actually a nice dress and it's a nice color. Like the color scheme's nice. It overall the look actually is good. It's just it doesn't walk well.
No.
That's really it. I feel like it just doesn't walk well. That's my only issue with it. And yeah, a bit basic. And she's done it before.
Yeah,
A
it was
bit.
lame. But
But
anyway.
yeah, when out of the looks on the runway, putting her next to Irma Gerds, I'm like, Irma Gerds looks bad.
Yeah, I agree. We have our tops and bottoms. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was surprised that Lady Boom Boom wasn't in the top. But that's okay.
Same, yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Don't think Kimmy should have been in the top for it. And I don't think Bombay should have been in the top for it either.
Like, yeah, I feel like Kimmy should have been safe. Bombay, I got their critiques for it. I was like, it was a well-constructed cat suit.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I get it. But yeah, it was pretty obvious who, out of those tops though, they kind of, it was as though they like, they gave, yeah, they just made it super obvious who was gonna win.
Yeah, exactly. Giselle's gonna win. Let's just wrap it up.
Yeah, they may as well have just made given one top if they wanted to then.
Who did you think was going to be in the bottom based on the critiques?
Oh, they made it so obvious as well, because they gave the most negative critiques to Jada and Chaos.
Yeah, I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, which it was obvious with Jada. I was like, there's no saving that one. But yeah, I felt like Ermigerd probably deserved more negative critiques than Chaos did, but
Yeah, I think so too.
they went along with the lines that Ermigerd sold her performance more,
Yeah.
which I guess she did. She did. She came out there and she was fun.
Yeah.
But when I look at the two gowns next to each other, I'm like, Ermigerd's looks bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess you could argue that the feedback that they gave Giselle was sort of mixed. But to be honest, none of it was bad. It was literally just, if you were to make this for me, I would ask you to do this.
Yeah, and they all disagreed with one another as well. They were like, actually,
Yeah,
I like the
that's what I
rhinestones.
mean. Like, a lot of it was like, I love this, but the way that I would do it would be this way. It's a compliment. It's not saying that the dress is bad at all. If anything, it's if I was to do it, this is how I would do it.
They were like, we love it. We just improved this little bit. And they're like, actually,
Yeah.
I like that thing, but I just do that.
Well, similar when we were looking for dresses, right? We're like, I love this bit, but I needed to do this, and this.
They're basically just opinions, but yeah,
Literally
all
just
good.
personal preference. It's not a
Yeah,
case of
preference.
saying this was bad. Now we get to Untucked, and fuck, here we go.
Here we go. The eyes are spinning right round, baby, right round.
Fuck me dead. Fierce-alicious when they bring up the fact that Fierce-alicious was really rude to Kimmy. Just I
Oh,
didn't know.
she dug herself a massive hole this Untucked.
She just threw it back on Kimmy, being like, I didn't know that you felt that way. You should have told me. I'm like, fuck off. You're an asshole. Accept it. If you don't know that you're being unreasonable and an asshole, then fuck.
I liked Kimmy's response to it too. She's like, "Well, you're an adult. You should know that her behavior isn't right."
Exactly, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Take
You don't need to
accountability.
be told. You shouldn't be need to be told that that behavior isn't right.
Yeah, I understand if you say
That's the kind of thing I'd love to say to most people when they're like that, actually, and being like, when people do rude things and then look at you to see a reaction, I'm often like, how do you need to understand that that's not okay? Like, I
I
don't get
understand
it.
sometimes you can say things that might come off in a certain way.
Yeah, that I get.
Bennett, but if someone goes, oh, when you said this, like, no, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant at all. I'm so sorry. That's all you have to say. I'm like, what I actually meant was this. Because sometimes before you say something, it doesn't sound, I get that. But don't fucking blame someone else because they didn't tell you that you were being inappropriate. You're a fucking adult.
Yeah, exactly.
Learn from the shitty things that you do and say and accept that you said shitty things. Don't fucking blame someone else because they didn't pull you in line. You know what happened the other day? The other day I went to feed my beloved cat and dog at the same time, and London was getting very excited, and Beth looked at London and went meow, as in like stop whacking me in the face with your tail. So London, you know what she did? She ran at Beth, barking and growling and snapping her jaws. And I was like, London, out. So then she went outside straight away because she knew she did the wrong fucking thing. That's a dog. So in my mind, and then when she came back inside 3 minutes later, she walked past Beth with her ears down and a tail in between her legs, literally, and then just quietly sat on the lounge. If a dog knows when they've done the wrong thing and can accept accountability for it, then this is where I don't have a lot of sympathy for adults that do and say the wrong thing and don't wish to take accountability for
Yeah.
it. It's annoying. Just come on.
Just get your shit together.
But yeah, when she's like, "Oh, Kimmy, you didn't tell me," and everyone just saying you just make the place very awkward. She's just like
Oh,
throwing stuff at everyone else.
the worst thing here too is like the spotlight wasn't even on her for all of this drama. She just jumped in on it.
Yeah, that's the
Like
thing.
everyone was looking at Bombay, and then Bombay defended herself.
Oh, that's right. Which you said that it was what'd she say?
It was about, I think it was Chaos saying about not, yeah, Chaos called her out on for like not telling her look was bad or something, because she said Chaos in the who should go home and why.
Oh my God, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I
Yeah.
forgot all about
And then
that.
she had a fair defense. She was like, look, I don't want to like stomp on your process, but like I did want you to succeed. That's why I gave you the wig.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is fair. I mean, like you don't want to pull someone down. Like it's hard. Like what are you gonna do? Be like your outfit's shit right before you go on the runway.
Yeah.
Like that's not fair. But that's not gonna help anyone.
Yeah, that's right. Just like, dude, come on. But also, like, to talk about Chaos for a sec, because I quite like Chaos. You can't really say, why didn't you tell me this? Because it's a competition.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, it's like look, you can try to help one another, but like you're also like,
Focus is not on you. They should be
yeah.
focusing on themselves.
There's only so much you can do to help one another.
Yeah,
Like
and to be honest,
you have to look after yourself
if you
first.
want to walk out looking like shit or whatever, I'm not going to stop you. It's a design competition, so whatever. The same as like if I was competing, and I don't mean this to be shady, but if I knew someone wasn't capable of singing a certain number, and they said they were going to sing it, and I was in the same competition as them, and the prize was $100,000, you know what my response would be? Oh, cool. The end.
Same, yeah.
All right. Well, I want $100,000. Yeah. But also this question of who do you think should go home? That's actually not what that's a lot of times probably not even what they really think. It's probably literally just they have to name a name, so
Yeah, I think that was most of them. Like, you go like, well, we're put on the spot and the judges have just done critiques, so we're just gonna go with the judges' critiques.
Yeah.
That's the that's the bit that's probably what all of them do. It's the best thing you can
Yeah.
do.
But anyway, we get to the lip sync. What are we lip syncing to today? We need to make sure that we're saying the song because my husband's like talking about a song and
That's right. I added this song to Spotify. So the lip sync song is "Stranger in My House" by Tamia.
this is a fun
Yep.
song.
Yeah, released in 2001, quite an
Okay.
older one, but I think it's a remix of that song.
Okay.
So like the actual song was like a bit more like slow R&B-ish, but then the remix is all dancey. It's a fun one.
This was hard because I actually wasn't sure who was going to win. To be honest, I assumed Jada was probably going to win, but
I knew she was gonna win only because of. In the moments Chaos did her cartwheely thingy, she stopped lip syncing. I noticed that a couple of times. Like she stopped lip syncing the words. Yeah.
But can I be honest?
Was pretty close.
The first few seconds of this lip sync, when Jada took off her headpiece and then she did a wig reveal, and the re wig reveal looked like a hamburger bun that's been left in the rain just on her head.
This
I
made me laugh for a
hated it.
variety of reasons.
I hated it. I'm like, if you're gonna do a wig reveal, it's gotta be fucking seamless. Oh my God.
Mean, my immediate thoughts were like, I had a bunch of thoughts to this. I was like, so like when she defended her outfit, I'm like, but she knew that her current wigs weren't good, and she knew to wear a third wig or a seventh wig underneath the like
Yep.
six different wigs she's already got
Yes.
on.
Yes, I thought the same thing. It was just so clunky. But I mean, she started moving. I was like, oh, she's gonna win. I felt for Chaos because as she was, you could tell Chaos was like fighting. She was fighting, but this dress is falling apart.
Yeah, it was a good lip sync. They're both, yeah.
It was a
Was
great
like,
lip sync, but yeah, she was literally, this dress was falling apart every time she moved.
yeah.
This is the thing with these design challenges too. You need to design something assuming, look, this is the way that I like to play life. I always assume that I'm failing and I'm gonna have to defend myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that sounds like very negative or whatever, but that's kind of how you need to approach these sort of things. You just kind of assume, you need to assume that someone needs to go home. You know,
Yeah.
it may as well be you. I've said that a trillion times now, but you know what I mean? Because it's a guarantee, unless, you know, RuPaul's hosting when no one goes home.
Yeah, I feel like you need to have something underneath what. Yeah, if you don't think what you have made is gonna last, you need to have something light underneath it,
Yeah,
so you can just
that's
pull
right.
what you have on off.
Yeah, correct, Amundo. But overall, do you agree that Jada Hudson won the lip sync?
Yeah, she sold it.
When she started lip syncing, about 28 minutes into the song, I think she won.
Yeah, once she started doing like the arm. Like the circle thingies.
Yeah.
I forget, I don't know what that move's called.
Oh no, I can't remember.
They did bring it up at the last episode, but yeah, that move.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she started doing that, yeah, I was like, yeah, she's probably gonna win. Oh, and she did the splits as well. They both gave us a good show.
Yeah, I just wish she wasn't in the bottom because I wanted
Yeah, it
to
was
see
sad to see
more.
Chaos go.
Yeah. Well, not my favorite episode.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I'm not shitting on your emotions or anything. It's not my place to tell someone how they feel, but it's a constant theme. That's the issue. She's just a Debbie Downer.
I mean, after that Untucked, she's probably I'm just assuming she's probably like, oh shit, I'm a bad person because of all that stuff. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
If you do find out that a bunch of people have been mad at you, I do get, yeah.
I
You're
understand.
gonna feel something after that,
No
so.
one likes hearing that you've been a Debbie Downer, but there's no need to be a Debbie Downer about it. Laugh in their face when they go, you
Don't
know
continue to be a Debbie Downer.
what? Yeah. If
Debbie
someone
Downer.
looks at you and says, "Look, Sean, oh my God, sorry, London, I'm so sorry. I went to, oh, London's coughing. You okay?" She's probably got COVID too.
Vaccinate your dogs, people.
Oh, they were saying that dogs, I'm not sure about cats, but they did say that dogs can contract the virus,
I have heard that at some point,
but
yeah.
not in the same way that we do. So, like, they pretty much should be asymptomatic.
Yeah.
It's the same as, like, you know, we can carry certain viruses and pass on to other people, same as COVID, not
Yeah.
realizing that we carry that virus, you know what I mean? And pass
Yeah.
on to other people. But yeah, because I know there was fake news when COVID was running around saying a dog has died of COVID, and then it turned out that it was a dog that actually, like, the whole family had COVID and they died. The dog had actually died of cancer, but then they realized post autopsy that they're like, oh, the dog had cancer and the owners were fucking shit and didn't do anything about it, but also he had COVID. Well, that's the episode.
Yeah, lots of drama.
So much drama.
You gotta give it to this season. It's not a boring one. I'm liking that. It's not boring.
I liked last season better, but yeah, in terms of the drama, Fierce-alicious is bringing it. She's
Yeah,
just
she's
like
given
a
it.
she's just like a wet sponge. You know what I mean? That sponge that you use to clean up your dishes that you probably should have chucked the sponge out a while ago, be like, it's still good, it doesn't stink or anything. It's fine. Then you just leave it in the sink. Not that I do that. Actually, legit, I don't do that. Sponges are gross.
Sponges are gross, they are.
Don't do anything. Anyway, good
Yeah,
chat
next week
to
is Snatch Game.
you. Next week is Snatch Game. Who
We
do you
got
think
that to look
is
forward
gonna
to.
tell me? Who do you think? Top and bottom.
I've got high expectations for Vivian Vanderpuss.
Same.
The others are like, yeah, see how they. It's like there's some who you think could do well, but like, will it land or will they do well in the moment?
Next week is Fierce Delicious's time in the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm telling
Yeah,
you
it
now.
probably could be.
Oh, Lady Boom Boom, I think she's going to go in the bottom too.
Oh, yeah, potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless she picks someone that's like well in her wheelhouse.
Oh, which I don't know who that would be.
Yeah.
Maybe Fierce Delicious. That's a joke. I like Lady Boom Boom. She's good.
Good chat, Sean.
Good chat, Mel.